Banti in his lecture on perfect speech says, if we want to speak the truth in the full sense, we must know what is within us. What are our motivations? What are our drives and our ideals? This means that we have to be completely honest with ourselves. It means we have to know ourselves. If we don't know ourselves, in the depths as well as the heights, if we cannot penetrate into the depths of our own being and be really transparent to ourselves, then we cannot speak the truth. And the truth is the first level of perfect speech. In fact, sort of preparing this talk, just Banti has said so many beautiful things about speech. I don't feel I haven't come across contradiction so far in what Banti says and what Banti teaches. Though I do find MVC is a kind of like a very good synthesis of the core. So because we're not that aware of ourselves, we're not that aware of other people. Again, to quote Banti, what really happens most of the time is that we are communicating or trying to communicate or pretending to communicate with our own mental projections. So Banti's lecture, Perfect Speech in Vision and Transformation, just should be read again and again and again. It's a masterpiece. So our practice of MVC is restricted by our own self-awareness or lack of it. Having said that, I'd like to add that the model, the mechanics, can be incredibly helpful in increasing our self-awareness. Internalizing the model can help and does help me understand what is beneath my emotions and my feelings. For others I know, MVC helps them understand what they're actually feeling. I tend to be immersed in emotion, and some people tend to be lost in their heads, and you're probably somewhere in one of those categories, I think. Nod if you kind of think you are, or kind of scowl if you're not interested. I've got some nods, at least. If I'm immersed in my feelings and emotions, which isn't uncommon for me, as I say, I can find the structure of attending to the specific observation can help me gain clarity to what I'm actually reacting to. And I can also use the feelings and emotions, see what they're pointing to, what need or value of mine is being missed or threatened. And those people, you know, a number of practitioners of MVC have told me that actually, you know, they find that only through MVC have they started to become conscious of what they're feeling. So actually the words they put out or the words they're speaking to themselves can help them kind of fish what their feelings and emotions are. So it works both ways. So MVC is primarily an intention to realize our connection with others. This intention, this aspiration, is the spirit. However, if we don't value the form, we can delude ourselves as regards the spirit. In the Three Jewels, Banti uses the image of Amitayus holding a jar containing the nectar of immortality when he's talking about the spirit of the Dharma. Jar without nectar is useless, but nectar without jar will be spilled, lost, wasted. So the form, I think, is useful, very useful. Words are like actions. You can see their effects out in the world. Because words are so close to thought, and we are often not that conscious of what we think and feel, our words have gone out into the world and had an effect. Even if they don't go out into the world, the way we speak to ourselves has an effect on us. So becoming, you know, more conscious of the voices going on, how I'm relating to myself. The Dhammapada has, you know, quite a few things to say about how we relate to ourselves or how we relate to others. So this is in the Dhammapada. Do not speak roughly to anyone. Those spoken to will answer back, because angry talk is extremely painful to bear, and you will experience retribution. I think that applies to yourself. You know, if you speak angrily with yourself, it's kind of difficult to learn. It's difficult to kind of soften into metta. When we see or hear something we don't like, even if it's in our own minds, we will react in one of four ways. We will either begin blaming somebody else. we will blame ourselves, or we can connect with what's alive in us, or we can connect with what is alive in the other person. So here I've got some visual aids. Blaming yourself. Blaming somebody else. Connecting to your own heart. Connecting to the heart of somebody else. So, I'm guessing most of us kind of engage in these two most of the time, yeah? Is that right? No? That's good. That's some shaking of heads there. Well, for me, it's kind of like, I tend to go for that one. And then it kind of moves into that one. Oh, I shouldn't, you know, I'm supposed to be a Buddhist, I'm supposed to be patient, you know. And then it's kind of, yeah, but they, yeah, but, yeah. So I do find this aspect of the model sort of connecting. Well, what is alive in me? What am I needing and feeling? So valuable. He beat me. He abused me. He robbed me. Those who harbour such thoughts do not still their hatred.